Peter, do you remember this time a year ago? We were just a few months into the pandemic, and the Memorial Day weekend was really the first test of whether we could avoid large crowds and social distancing.
Yeah, I do. I remember it well. We were just sinking into the depths of this pandemic, and we came out of the Memorial Day weekend. I remember on this show talking about those images of people crowding onto beaches and into bars, really for the first time we saw that. And we had conversations predicting that big holiday gatherings like that would be super spreader events. And of course, it was true. I mean, cases spiked in the weeks after that first big holiday of the pandemic.
Yeah, well, now here we are with 40% of Americans fully vaccinated, and about 37 million people are actually hitting the road, according to the AAA. That's a 60% jump from last year. And many of us are seeing this holiday as a first, the first holiday with less reason to worry, and the first time many of us will actually get to see family members in more than a year. CBS This Morning spoke with a few travelers at Los Angeles International Airport.
I'm really excited. We've been cooped up in our houses for so long that it's really fun to have an opportunity to finally get out.
To be able to fly again is wonderful. Be able to go with really hardly any restrictions and be able to take my mom out is a blessing.
Super excited. It's her birthday, so we're going to celebrate for a week for her.
But, you know, we still cannot overstate that we are not out of the woods yet. Here is CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky during a White House news conference.
If you are vaccinated, you are protected and you can enjoy your Memorial Day. If you are not vaccinated, our guidance has not changed for you. You remain at risk of infection. You still need to mask and take other precautions.
Well, let's check in with one of our experts, Dr. Alina Nguyen, professor of public health at George Washington University and emergency room physician. She joins us via Skype. Alina, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Well, you know, we are seeing a steady national decline in COVID cases and hospitalizations and deaths. Mask mandates are lifting. Life is returning a lot to what it was before the pandemic. What's the big picture today?
Well, I look back to a year ago during the last Memorial Day, and we were filled with a sense of dread and fear for what's ahead. And actually, we were right, because certainly the worst was yet to come. But it's a very different feeling this time. Actually, I am filled with hope and optimism. I'm filled with joy at seeing friends and family again and seeing so many other people reuniting after this really difficult last 16 months. And I think so much has to do with the steady rate of vaccinations, the large number of people now in this country who are fully vaccinated. I think we have a much better summer that's going to come our way. Although, not that much has changed for people who are not yet vaccinated. So those unvaccinated are still at high risk for having coronavirus.
Well, let's talk more about that. I'm going to ask you more about that. But first, I want to talk about all the people who are at the airports. So many airports are packed. And there are passengers that have expressed concern over the amount of people they're traveling with. With so many people vaccinated, is there a reason to worry here?
Well, the risk to someone who is fully vaccinated and does not have severe immunocompromise is very low of them contracting coronavirus, getting sick, or spreading it to others. And so I would say for people who are fully vaccinated, of course, still a good idea to keep on a mask while they're traveling, especially because it's the law to do so at airports and in planes and trains and transportation. But the risk to them is low. But if you're not yet vaccinated, or if you're traveling with young kids or somebody who is immunocompromised, they should really use a lot of caution. Try to wear an N95 mask, still try to keep physical distancing, and really use all those other public health measures that we've been talking about all along.
The Washington Post actually did this analysis that found that the rate among unvaccinated people is 69% higher than the standard figures. You know, you mentioned young people. A lot of us are worried. You wrote a piece in the Washington Post as well in which you said COVID-19 remains a real risk for families with children. A lot of folks are traveling, of course, with their unvaccinated kids. But you also write that the risk of children becoming seriously ill is low. Can you say more about this?
Sure. So the Washington Post analysis that you mentioned, I think, is really important. It came out last week and found that even though we are seeing dramatically declining cases of COVID-19 across the country, the risk to an unvaccinated person in some states, including my state here in Maryland and Washington State and some others, is actually the same risk as it was in the peak of the surge in January. And so the pandemic is not over for people who aren't vaccinated. And of course, that includes our kids. And so, you know, I think it's important for families to make a personal risk decision that's right for them. Some people are going to look at the statistics that say, okay, 3.9 million children have been infected by COVID-19, over 300 have died, thousands have gotten ill and even severely ill. But I think some people can look at that and say, that's still a pretty low risk for my kids. I want to go back to pre-pandemic normal. Others, like my family, are using a bit more caution. And we're saying we'll be happy to get together with anyone outdoors, and if they're fully vaccinated, indoors. But otherwise, we are not going to go to indoor settings with other unvaccinated people who are not wearing masks and in close quarters.
Good advice for all of us as we head into the Memorial Day weekend. That's Dr. Lena Nguyen, professor of public health at George Washington University. As always, thank you.
Thank you. Happy Memorial Day ahead.